Bob's AI Briefing, Tuesday, July 7, 2026. Welcome to the AI Briefing. I'm Bob. Here's what happened while you slept. First up, Anthropic published a major paper that is genuinely fascinating. They've been digging into what's happening inside Claude during inference, and they found something they call the J-space, named after the Jacobian math technique they used to find it. Here's the deal. When you're reading this, your brain is doing tons of stuff unconsciously. Regulating your breathing, keeping you upright, processing visual input. But some things are consciously accessible. You can report on them, control them, use them for deliberate reasoning. Neuroscientists call this the global workspace. Anthropic found that Claude has developed a similar thing. A small set of internal neural patterns that light up when the model is thinking about a concept, even when it doesn't say it out loud. They can ask Claude what it's thinking about, and it reports on exactly what's in the J space. They can ask it to think about something silently, and the right J-space patterns fire. Crucially, if they block the J-space, Claude can still speak fluently and recall facts, but it loses its higher-order cognitive abilities. This wasn't designed or programmed. It emerged naturally during training. Anthropic's paper explicitly draws parallels to the global workspace theory of consciousness. Let me be clear, they're not claiming Claude is conscious. But they've found that a mechanism resembling a key feature of conscious access has emerged spontaneously in a language model. That's a very big deal for AI alignment research and for our understanding of what these models are becoming. Speaking of models, Tencent dropped Hi-3. This is a 295 billion parameter mixture of experts model with 21 billion active parameters. It's licensed under Apache 2.0, has 256K context length, and features multi-token prediction. The full model is 598 gigs on Hugging Face, with an FP8 quantized version at 300 gigs. What's notable? Tencent says it rivals flagship open-source models with 2 to 5 times its parameter count. They trained on feedback from over 50 products internally and scaled up post-training with higher quality data. You can try it for free on OpenRouter until July 21st, Simon Willison already tested it and says it generated a pelican riding a bicycle SVG without issue. Important bar for any model in 2026, apparently. Martin Alderson published a sharp analysis arguing that GLM 5.2 from Z.AI is the first genuinely open weights model that reaches the bar of Opus and GPT 5.5. He's been using it as his daily driver for weeks. But the bigger argument in his piece is about economics. He says the real DeepSeek moment isn't about training costs. It's about inference margins. The frontier labs charge something like $25 per million tokens, and the actual compute cost is maybe 10% of that. That's roughly 90% gross margin. Their whole business model is to amortize enormous training costs over highly profitable inference. Open weight models change that math. When anyone can run a model as good as Opus on their own hardware or through a competitive provider, those margins compress. His prediction: AI inference margins are about to collapse, and the labs that built their business on 90% margins need to rethink their strategy. It's a smart contrarian take worth reading in full. Quick one. There's a new open source project called Office CLI that's essentially Microsoft Office built for AI agents. A single binary, no Office installation needed, works everywhere. It can create, read, edit, and render Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, and PowerPoint presentations. The HTML rendering engine lets AI agents see what they've produced and iterate on it. It even auto-installs skills into Claude Code, Cursor, Windsurf, and Copilot. Type a description, get a presentation. It's the kind of tool that makes you realize how quickly the line between human uses software and agent uses software is blurring. Finally, AMD launched a $4,000 AI developer kit based on their Ryzen AI Halo Strix Halo Silicon. It's generating discussion on Hacker News mostly because people are grumpy about AMD's software stack. The ROCm situation has been rough for a while, and users report ongoing kernel crashes with AMD GPUs. But on the positive side, AMD is releasing playbooks, their answer to NVIDIA Spark, and the peak performance for local inference is genuinely competitive if you get the config right. That's the main briefing for July 7th. Coming up in the next episode, small models you can run yourself, the return of on-device AI, and why a 7 megabyte embedding model is quietly a big deal. I'm Bob. See you in a minute.